WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Some government workers must continue working either with or without pay or with limited pay until the government reopens. That includes air traffic controllers, and CBS's Chris Van Cleve says even if just one or two call out in a tower, it's a problem.
Our CBS News data team did an analysis. They found that the FAA has flagged staffing shortages at an increasing number of air traffic control facilities in the days since the government shut down at a rate that we haven't seen since 2022.
The Memphis control tower is helping Nashville as that airport tower is dark until at least midnight. There are now questions over back pay for furloughed government workers after a Trump administration official confirms to CBS News a draft memo from the White House's Office of Management and Budget suggesting that the back pay is not guaranteed. Republican Senator Tom Tillis responds,
I believe it's a strategic mistake to now let those folks know or let them think that they could potentially not get back pay.
Meantime, the Senate will hold its next votes tomorrow on dueling measures to fund the government. Pam Bondi, the nation's top prosecutor, deflects some questions and defends herself during a congressional committee hearing. CBS's Allison Keyes reports.
Attorney General Pam Bondi refused to answer questions about the controversial indictment of former FBI Director James Comey.
It's a pending case, so I'm not going to discuss the facts of a pending case.
Democrats, including Illinois Senator Dick Durbin, questioned the administration's focus on blue-led cities.
I wish you loved Chicago as much as you hate President Trump.
Bondi insisted the DOJ is just doing its job.
Our civil rights attorneys are fighting discrimination and anti-Semitism.
Allison Keyes, CBS News, Washington.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem travels to Portland to visit an ICE facility while a federal lawsuit over National Guard deployment continues to unfold. Ross protester Nefrader Shade in Portland.
It's dangerous because, like I said, you're taking away the few avenues we have to peacefully fight back. And he wants us to get violent because he wants to enact martial law.
Meantime, Texas National Guard members have arrived in Illinois and are expected to soon deploy to Chicago. President Trump is optimistic about progress toward a Gaza ceasefire deal and says a U.S. team has left to take part in the negotiations.
We are very close to making a deal on the Middle East that will bring peace to the Middle East after all of these years of millions and millions, tens of millions of people being killed. There's a chance to bring peace to the Middle East.
Hamas says it wants to reach a deal, but still has some demands. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
97.5 WFHR, locally grown radio and home to mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
The Brewers roll past the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 7-3 victory over the Cubs in their best of five playoff series. The Cubs have now lost two in a row. Manager Craig Counsell.
You know, in the first two games, we have just not, you know, produced enough pressure on them. And it's, you know, that's going to add up to a lot of zeros.
Game three tomorrow afternoon, just after 4 o'clock at Wrigley Field. Brewers manager Pat Murphy asked if Quinn Priester will be on the mound.
Do you know what your plans are for game three starting pitcher?
Game three will be Priester.
NBA, the Bucks beat the Heat 103-93 in preseason play. The Packers held practice and wide receiver Christian Watson out there since that ACL injury last January. Does it feel good to be back?
100%. I got to knock a little bit of rust off. Obviously, it's been a while since I've been able to, you know, go out there and play football. But from just, you know, confidence and just running and everything, it felt really good.
That's Christian Watson with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. Actor Channing Tatum says the Hollywood system is upside down, and the way things are now, actors are encouraged to make bad films to cash in as opposed to focusing on artful films. During an episode of Hot Ones on YouTube, Tatum wolfed down some spicy hot wings and talked about how streaming has good and bad effects on the industry, insinuating that there are more opportunities to do good work, but also more paychecks out there for bad work. Tatum's new film, Roofman, opens October 10th. Speaking of Roofman, Tatum's co-star Kirsten Dunst has come along way since she was in the film Interview with a Vampire with Tom Cruise at the age of 11. The actress has had a 30-plus year career in Hollywood with credits that include Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, Bring It On, Spider-Man, and Civil War. Dunst recently told People.com she attributes her long career to two things, friends and family. Roofman opens this weekend in theaters. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Locally Grown Radio, WFHR, Rapids home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Freeze warning overnight, mostly clear, areas of frost and lows in the low 30s. We'll look for sunshine for tomorrow, highs in the upper 50s, and continued warming for Thursday and Friday, with sun, highs in the low 60s. Right now it's 53.
Peach Wabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm joined by nutritionist and founder of Wayless MD, Sherry Stoka. Then fantasy football expert Peter Van Doren joins me in studio. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Peach Wabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to Locally Grown Radio, WFHR, Rapids home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
It's a good day to be indigenous.
Get up, stand up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Cody Cook, Hidney Cutter gave me.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. A Kutagi to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. Hey, we discuss local, national, Native news and events. And as you know, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues. Hey, we got Dr. Stately coming on today, and we got Bob Blake. Bob's usually on Mondays, but I had a day off yesterday, and we had the best of, but... We'll be talking a little sports and what happened over the weekend. And also we're able to talk a little bit about the Green Bay Packers, even though they didn't play, because we have a big audience in Wisconsin. We want to be respectful of the Pack. Just kidding. Hey, so also, too, we haven't had Dr. Stately on in a while, so we're really excited to have him back. And he's been traveling. And you know, he's running this big clinic here, and we don't talk a lot about it here, a big Native American clinic here in Minnesota and Minneapolis, and they're doing this unbelievable construction of this expansion to help our Native community, which, again, I always need to bring this up and remind myself and people. We have probably the largest, if not the largest, we're second largest a Native American community in the United States. And I know a few years ago I heard through the Met Council that there are over 75,000 Native Americans in the Twin Cities. And there's also 100 and some tribes representative, not just the 11 that are recognized here in Minnesota, but tribes from all over the country are here representative. And I know that too from when I taught high school, and we had a lot of different natives from all over Turtle Island. It's really interesting too. We like to talk about Turtle Island, and I know that phrase a lot of times people don't understand what we're talking about. And just a quick overview of that is we always think of this whole northern North America and South America is shaped like a turtle. And the interesting thing about that is we called it Turtle Island forever, way before there were satellites, way before people knew that it, if you look at it now and see some images that are out on the internet too, you can see how we call it Turtle Island. And again, we don't talk a lot about this, but we talk about Native Americans are from earth and sky, and we're sky people, a lot of us. In my tribe, The Ho-Chunk tribe, I'm in the Eagle clan, and we're in the Sky clan, and of course we have the Thunderbirds that are in as a clan too. We have 11 clans. Macho Hodus means in Ho-Chunk, Macho Hodus means land of blue clay, and that's what Ho-Chunks call Minnesota. And we've been here for 10,000 years. We never had any borders, and people that are over 40 years old know that the Ho-Chunks, this is their land too. We have trust land, and in Minnesota we were removed from the Mankato area in 1862. They just thought they'd remove the Ho-Chunk too, seeing that they were going to get ahead of rid of the Lakota Dakota people because of the uprising, the so-called Sioux uprising. So a lot of people don't know that, and we like to talk about that as much as possible when it comes to Ho-Chunks here in Minnesota. So it's great. Again, we're going to have Bob Blake, and I always like to say Bob Blake from Red Lake, and I don't know if you've noticed too, his brother, and I might bring that up today, his brother was a Minneapolis police sergeant and one of the nicest people I've ever met in my whole life. I've known him since I was 14 years old. He's passed on, but he's well renowned and known in the Minneapolis police force, and a true native leader. And I might talk a little bit to Bob Blake about his brother today, along with we're going to talk a little sports again, like I said, and have Dr. Stately come up with some updates of what's happening with this clinic, where he's been. I think he's a little late right now because he is getting his COVID and flu shots, his family, and kind of want to talk to him about that too. I definitely will be getting my shots soon, and they're due right now. So I need to really take a good look at that and see where I can get them. Usually I can get them at the Ho-Chunk clinic, but right now it's not there. I just want to remind everyone too that we're a little miffed here by the U.S. Department of Defense a Department of War now under alcoholic secretary Pete Hegstead. Has announced that the Medals of Honor awarded the U.S. soldiers for their involvement in the 1890 Wounded Knee Massacre will be retained. So they're going to get their medals back for murdering women and children. So that's a thing, and that's a thing to really be upset about. I want to give a quick shout out to for Ernie Stevens Jr. He was a longtime chair of Indian Gaming Association and a major figure in tribal gaming sector, passed away. His leadership had overseen substantial growth and change in the industry. So he's all over the internet that was brought up. A lot of people knew him, and I've met him a few times. And so just a big shout out to him, and really prayers up. And we talked a little bit about this too. Owamni is going to be moving, and they're going to be moving in a year from now. And it sounds like it's a really good deal for them. They're right on the Mississippi. So if you've ever been to that award-winning restaurant, and we've had Sean Sherman on the show too, they're moving to the theater, the Guthrie Theater, right down the block. So they'll hopefully they'll have a good. It'll be twice as big, so it's a game changer, and it was something that Sean, reading in the articles, and we'll try and get him on, did not look for. The Guthrie Theater came to him, so good ups on him. Award-winning food. It'll be a bigger place. More people will be able to go there. I know it's sold out, and they'll have more space for catering or having things happen inside. So good shout out to Sean Sherman. I just got back from New York and got to see a play, and it was pretty fun. I could talk about that later, but we're going to have Dr. Stately on, and you just heard me mumble through 10 minutes, and I appreciate you people that are still listening. That we'll be back and we'll start the real show here in about 3 minutes. This is Native Roots Radio, and we're going to be back with Bob Blake, Solar Bear, the Solar News, and also our friend Dr. Stately. This is Native Roots Radio.
The Minneapolis Police Department is hiring, and we're looking for people ready to lead, serve, and reflect the communities we protect.
Whether you're a new graduate, changing careers, or already in law enforcement, there's a path for you to join our department.
With top-tier pay, full benefits, paid training, and a direct path to making a difference, this is more than a job. This is your chance to shape the future of Minneapolis Police.
Choose service. Choose leadership. Choose Minneapolis. Visit our city website to learn more.
Ever wonder how far you could go with a bachelor's or master's degree? Metro State University is hosting 2 open house events in October. Learn about their bachelor's degree programs on October 20th. Explore master's degrees and doctoral degrees on October 23rd. At the open house, you can attend a session about financial aid and receive help from financial aid staff. Discover how Metro State can help you take the next step in your career. Sign up today at metrostate.edu/openhouse. You belong at Metro.
Four Sisters Farmers Market is more than a place to shop for delicious organic food. It's a celebration of indigenous culture, food sovereignty, and community. Now in its 11th season, the market offers healthy, affordable, culturally appropriate local foods every Thursday from 11 to 3. Located on the American Indian Cultural Corridor off Franklin Avenue, Four Sisters Farmers Market is a project of NAGD. Every Thursday now through October. Discover more about Four Sisters Farmers Market by visiting NACDI.org.
The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis AIR. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis AIR on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot. Hey, welcome back, everyone. This is Robert Pilot. We're going to have Dr. Stately on in just a few minutes here, and of course, Bob Blake from Red Lake. I always love to say that. We're going to have Bob Blake, the Solar Bear with Solar News and Solar Sports. Hey, I was mentioning that Wendy and I went and saw act down in on Broadway, and it was Randy Rainbow, and I don't know if anyone's ever seen any of his videos. He's a satirist and it's just awesome. We went to see him and it was a lot of fun, and it's always great going into the city with all that energy, and I love New York City, and we spend a lot of our time there, and it's pretty exciting. And we talked a lot about, you know, Orange Shirt Day last week, and, you know, the things that really being Native and going through all this trauma. It's interesting because how secular I feel like you know, the way things are happening in this country right now, how Trump and everyone's calling him Hitler, how things are, you know, big circle, because Hitler got how to take care of the Jews in concentration camps, which were reservations, and how to get rid of them from how they treated Native Americans. So, and now they're treating, you know, our GLBT community as if they are, you know, the Jews of the Holocaust and the Jews of World War II. They have to have a boogeyman. And if anyone saw what was happening today, it was pretty amazing to see our attorney general answer questions the way she did. So supposedly the attorney general is supposed to work for the country. And really, it's just another one of the orange ones go-to people. It's pretty sad what's happening. But again, we talk, you know, with our friend Robert Lilligren. We talk about how, you know, we're the experts of resistance, and we've really seen this coming. We've had this happen to us before. We've done things like this. It's nothing new to us, and I guess that's one of the things that I wanted to bring up. You know, we are the resistance, and we've been resisting for over 500 years, and we're still here. And I think that's really one of the most amazing things about being Native American, is that we've been tried to knock us out and take us away, and we're still here. So good ups on us. And again, you know, I really can't wait to get Dr. Stately on, because I want to really talk to him about how the shutdown's affecting him and his clinic, or how it will in the future. We just are here resisting and, you know, trying to do our thing. You know, one of the things I just wanted to mention too is that I really, and Wendy and I have mentioned this many times, but we really like when you people are people that listen to the show. I want to say fans, but the people that listen to the show come up to us. It's really heartwarming and really appreciative. Wherever we are, people come up to us. It's really funny. And Wendy told that story about being at Walgreens and someone coming up to her and going, "Hey, you're Wendy, and I listen to your show, and I love your segments." And then Wendy responded back saying, "I'm not on as much." And she said, "I know." So one of the things that Wendy and I are going to try and do is get her on a little more, because people enjoy those animal segments. And so do I. And it's a lot of fun. Again, we're supposed to have Dr. Stately on, I don't know if he will be on before we get to Bob Blake, but hopefully he will, and maybe we can have them both on. But that'd be pretty awesome to get them both on. I got to give a shout out to State Senator Mary Kunis. She's on our show. We have every Friday, and she's she is just an awesome person. She's been on many, many years. And we have Robert Lilligren on, who's, again, a groundbreaking Native American, first Native American city council member, and also openly gay. And then also he was vice president of the city council when he left. And he is big with the Native American Community Development Institute, which we love because of all the great work that we see them doing, and they do amazing stuff, just amazing stuff. And so, yeah, again, we are so blessed here at Native Roots Radio. And I don't know if people have just jumped on and are listening for the first time. We started this show originally originally because of what was happening at Standing Rock. And what was happening at Standing Rock is a year before they started putting that pipeline right through the reservation. The year before that, President Obama was there and saying that, that this would never happen. And it was starting to happen, went through burial grounds. It was heading towards the Missouri River. And the reason why it was going in that direction is people in Bismarck didn't want it going through their own city. So let's put it through the reservation. You know, let's put it through the Standing Rock Reservation. The chairman of Standing Rock asked for help. And slowly but surely, people were going out there. And I went out there and when it first started with high school students, and we had two big buses pulled up there full of high school students, and they were there to relieve the students that were there cooking, and we were going to cook for a weekend, and they came there, and it was funny too. Sometimes I forget this, but as soon as we pulled up, we saw an eagle fly over. And, you know, Nina, I appreciate you saying that. You know, Nina, one of our listeners, she said, I loved Obama, but he didn't recognize he stayed quiet. He really did until the last couple weeks of his presidency. So you're right about that. And, we really appreciate what you say. Snowman is a descendant of European colonizers. I stand with indigenous people and all oppressed people. Really appreciate that. Hey, and here's our friend, Dr. Stately, just in time. I am the king of ums, Dr. Stately. Thank you so much for coming on. I know you got caught up in getting some vaccines, but that's important to have your family vaccinated. So welcome.
Yes. Hello. How are you? King of ums. I like that.
I'll get a t-shirt. Me going, and then another thing.
I'll be like the king of num-nums.
Yeah. Jeez. Definitely. Well, hey, it's great to see you. I'm glad you made it. I've missed you. You haven't been on for a couple of weeks. And there was a couple of things I wanted to talk to you about, of course, is an update of what's happening in the Native American Community Clinic. And then also, how much is the shutdown affecting your clinic?
Yeah, so far, it hasn't had any significant impact yet. Currently, right now, as things are at present, like we're able to submit our claims for reimbursement, do our drawdowns in the federal system. Most of the federal system uses like what's called the PMS system, the payment management system. But you know what keeps happening in this new sort of like world of Trumpdom, you know, this new sort of reality we're in, is that things keep getting changed and shifted up. And, you know, these are the clinics and healthcare systems in these places that have been operating on, you know, stable systems for a really long time. Some of them are archaic for sure, but they're the ones that we have in process and the ones that we have, you know, and we've had forever and ever, and they work most of the time, 90% of the time. But changing things up at the last minute, kind of deciding, you know, like one of the things I think that still nobody's really clear about is the new Trump RX system that's supposed to come out. Or,
oh God, is it going to be like the stakes, the Trump stakes,
and
the Trump University?
Yeah. Or is it going to be like the Trump University where you didn't really get a degree, you just spend a lot of money?
Yeah,
it's exactly. One of those. It's just like, I think that's for me, that I think the thing that, you know, I can begrudge him a lot of things, but I think the thing that is just.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. CBS News Brief. Federal officials have flagged more air traffic control facilities for low staffing levels in recent days than they have since the summer of 2022. CBS's Chris Van Cleef.
The rate at which they can handle traffic at a fairly busy airport is slowed down. That results in delays.
Tense moments on Capitol Hill as Attorney General Pam Bondi faces lawmakers amid questions about political influence over the department and an exchange between Bondi and Democratic Senator Dick Durbin focused on National Guard troops.
The National Guard is on the way right now as we speak. Oh, by the way, so is Director Patel and Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche. You're sitting here grilling me and they're on their way to Chicago to keep your state safe.
A U.S. team is in Egypt to take part in Gaza ceasefire negotiations, and President Trump expresses optimism.
I think there's a possibility that we could have peace in the Middle East. It's something even beyond the Gaza situation. We want a release of the hostages immediately.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
97.5 WFHR, locally grown radio, and home for the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
The Brewers roll past the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 7-3 victory over the Cubs in their best of five playoff series. The Cubs have now lost two in a row. Manager Craig Counsell.
You know, in the first two games, we have just not, you know, produced enough pressure on them. And it's, you know, that's going to add up to a lot of zeros.
Game three tomorrow afternoon, just after 4 o'clock at Wrigley Field. Brewers manager Pat Murphy asked if Quinn Priester will be on the mound.
Do you know what your plans are for game three starting pitcher?
Game three will be Priester.
NBA, the Bucks beat the Heat 103-93 in preseason play. The Packers held practice and wide receiver Christian Watson out there since that ACL injury last January. Does it feel good to be back?
100%. I got to knock a little bit of rust off, obviously. It's been a while since I've been able to, you know, go out there and play football, but from just, you know, confidence and just running and everything, it felt really good.
That's Christian Watson with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. Most movies have a climax. When it comes to When Harry Met Sally, there were actually two climaxes in the film, one of which was iconic and still talked about today. Rob Reiner was the director of the film and recently referenced the scene where Meg Ryan pretended to have the big O in the middle of a deli while sitting opposite Billy Crystal. The director says it was very awkward directing the scene in front of his mother. You might be asking, why did he invite her to the set that particular day? It's because Estelle Reiner is the woman who leans over and says, I'll have what she's having. Couldn't have been that awkward. Despite getting good reviews in his new film, The Smashing Machine, Dwayne The Rock Johnson says he feels bad. The film did not perform well at the box office, but Johnson still says he is grateful for those who went to see it. I'm curious to see his performance because critics say he was really good. Just a bit of advice, though, if you want to be taken seriously as an actor, maybe ditch the rock part of your wrestling moniker. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Freeze warning overnight, mostly clear, areas of frost and lows in the low 30s. We'll look for sunshine for tomorrow, highs in the upper 50s, and continued warming for Thursday and Friday, with sun, highs in the low 60s. Right now it's 53.
He scores! Wow! He ripped one over the glove of Heaney!
It's on! In America's college hockey capital.
Empty net goal at the horn. Badgers finish Michigan.
Badger hockey lives here.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric Inc., Rapids Transmission, Junkyard Bar & Grill, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM and on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I lack a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Todd Allbaugh.
As the government remains shut down, what solutions are in sight, if any, and the political fallout in Wisconsin? We'll discuss it with Trigby Olson, the Lincoln Project, and Pat Kraitlow. Next time, join us.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot. Hey, welcome back, everyone. This is Native Roots Radio, and we are with our friend Dr. Stately, CEO of Native American, well, it says President of Native American Community Clinic. And welcome, as always. And we have Bob Blake in the bullpen here ready to come up, and we're really excited. We can pop Bob in. He's waving right there. There he is. Hey, Bob. How's it going?
Hey, Bob. Good to see you. How are you,
Hey, Dr. Stately.
Good to see you.
Yeah. Well, Bob,
somebody put this out on Franklin Avenue and was talking about you. And I said, oh. And she was like, he runs some kind of company. I said, he's Solar Bear. he's a Solar Bear? I said, no, that's his company. But that's your new nickname now, Solar Bear.
Yeah.
Solar Bear guy.
Who's on first? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, Dr. Stately, you don't know this, but we've been doing the sports with Bob, too. Not only Solar Bear with the Solar News, but we've been doing sports, and he's got his Vikings hat on for that last big victory. I don't have to get up early on a Sunday anymore.
That's awesome. How was the game the other day? I didn't watch it, so.
I was actually at my
nephew's game that day.
You got to wait for Bob's report then if you don't know.
There you go. Okay, yeah. I'm like, I'm a hockey dad. I don't know any other sport.
Yeah. Well, that's I don't even know
the rules of football, actually.
Yeah. They're kind of like hockey, but different.
Yeah, I don't think there's any tackling in hockey, but okay.
Oh, yeah, there is. Did you ever hear that?
Most of the time, there's not. Sometimes.
Didn't you ever hear that Rodney Dangerfield line? Hey, I was at a boxing match and a hockey game broke out. No, you never heard that one? Hockey was a little more rougher back then, I guess.
Back in the good old days.
Slap shot.
Yeah.
Were you going to say something,
Robert?
Have
you been by our building? Bob used to, I don't think you know this, but probably the rest of your listenership doesn't know this either. Bob used to be on our board of directors at NAC for a couple of years. So, yeah, he got really busy and then stepped off. But you haven't been down Franklin Avenue, seen our building?
No, I have not.
Yeah.
But I remember we were doing all that work on that, Dr. Stately. And, I mean, I'm so excited for
Yeah, me too. And we're a net zero project, which is really cool. It's really, really cool.
Yeah. No, that's so exciting.
To get it across the finish line, but it was worth it.
I remember all the upfront work that we were doing on that, and I think that's going to be a great to the listeners out there, this is going to be a wonderful building, and it's really going to be able to serve the community just that much better, right? Mm-hmm. And I mean, all the work, all the pre-planning, I'm telling you all, like, I think when I got on the board the planning was happening, I think, before I got on the board. So I know that I was on the board for 4 years, and I know for 4 years we were planning it and putting it all together. And so, Dr. Stately, for you to get this over the finish line and it's happening, and all the work you did going up to the legislation and all the support that we got from the community on this is it's going to be so great for our community, Dr. Stately.
Yeah, it is.
The basement's done, isn't it? The basement?
Yeah, parking. It's a parking structure.
So basement. I can store my boat down there? Oh, wow.
You can store your boat at my house.
Yeah.
I live by a lake.
Oh.
It'll be well taken care of. But yeah, no, absolutely. We're really excited. We're actually technically ahead of schedule. I think they are already finished. Like, I went away for a week and I came back and there was another floor added. And then a couple of weeks later, I went away again and I came back and other floors. So we're finished with the lower level, did floor one. Now we're in the process of building floor two, which is the first two floors of the clinic. And then I would imagine that, like, you know, the floors three through six are going to be, not concrete. lumber, right? Yeah, so it's stick and clad. So, and that will possibly take less time. I don't know. Maybe we are. NAC is also in this project. We decided we were going to really use this project also to try and get as many people from the community to sort of like find a pathway into maybe into construction jobs. So we have about 20 people or so in the next couple of weeks we're going to interview, or we're going to try to sort of, you know, we have 10 positions, about 20, 25 people have applied for those internships, and they'll get, you know, they'll get trained in construction. They'll get their union costs paid for. They'll be able to start a career in construction, which is a really something I'm really proud of as well, which is like, we're going to get people in the community actually into the, and, you know, we're going to lift 10 families out of deep poverty, at least, hopefully. So, yeah, that'd be cool.
That's big news. That's really big news.
Yeah. I'm real happy, Dr. Sutley, that it's a net zero building and, you know, that's really climate focused. And, you know, and Dr. Staley, you know as well as I do that, you know, everything around climate change is really affecting our health.
Absolutely.
And so taking that leadership role in that space is really important.
Yeah, well, thank you. And, you know, we wanted to be good stewards of the land. And also, you know, we live with the community we serve has some of the worst conditions, health conditions that are directly related to the sort of the environmental degradation around South Minneapolis. So we didn't want to contribute to that, but we also wanted to specifically have a net zero impact. But we also realized, like, just like with geothermal, like none of those families will have to pay for heating or cooling. You know, and we get the solars on the roof, people's electricity costs will come down. So those are things that people can use those resources, that money, for other things. They can buy things for their family. They can, you know, get better food or more food, or, you know, all the things that they would need that they struggle for every single month trying to get the resources to buy the things that they need. So it's just a win-win for everybody. So.
And I think what also, too, listeners, I think what you all should know, too, is that, you know, I think having this building be so resilient the way that it is, and I'm not saying that there's going to be another pandemic, but I think that when the federal government looks and the state government looks at communities or clinics that they need to work with or get the type of medications to those said communities or those clinics, our clinic, this clinic for the community, that the Native American Community Clinic, will be at the top of the list because of all those resilient features that are there that won't be as accessible if the grid goes down, if we have some crazy, you know, situation, you know what I mean? And when I was at Carlson, that's what I was talking to the folks down at Mayo Clinic, my classmates that went to the work for the Mayo Clinic, I was explaining to them, you know, think about this as being a resilient feature in the way that you're going to get federal dollars and everything, because your clinic is going, your clinics are going to be that much more resilient and not susceptible to all the climate change and all of the weather changes that will be happening in the future.
Yeah.
Well, you guys,
I'm really glad we built it after the pandemic, because we learned a lot about the pandemic and its impact on healthcare. So we built some of those protections into the plan. So that's really cool. Yeah.
You guys and a lot of Native clinics, too, I know Ho-Chunk, too, were in the forefront of giving out shots right when they first came out. And that was huge. No one else was doing it. And I felt like the Native community was way ahead of everybody.
Yeah. We gave shots to the people living around us that weren't Native. We recognized that our health care, our health and well-being is tethered to everybody else's. So we wanted everybody to be healthy because, one, we're good relatives, and two, it's what's good for everybody, to keep everybody healthy is a good thing. So, yeah.
Dr. Staley mentioned that in the board meeting and said, hey, board members, we really want you to get a COVID shot. Come on down. And I said, Dr. Staley, I'll be there tomorrow. And I was there like the next day.
Yes, he was. He
getting my COVID shot. So it's very true. They were giving them out to everyone.
Other than in the beginning, other than Bob, it was elders first. I remember that. I had to wait. And then I ended up going to Black River Falls, where the Ho-Chunk were giving it out, like you, all over community, Dr. Staley.
Yeah. Yeah, you had to wait because you weren't yet an elder. You were 59 or 58. like, no.
I was a mini elder then.
You're a baby elder. We could have probably done. Like, I actually argued with the state to lower the requirement for elders. I was like, elders in the Native community aren't 60. They're like 50, 45, 50.
Right.
Like, you got to give us some latitude here. And they did. They said, not just me, but a bunch of us advocated for that. And that was the thing that was really important. I think that's one of the things I'm most proud of, actually, when I think about back to like 6 years ago, when we were in the middle of all that stuff, the state actually leaned in and listened to those of us in Indigenous leadership. We're saying, like, you have to be able to do this. You got to do it this way. You can't do it the way that we do it for everybody else. And actually, one of the things I remember that I love the most, and God, I miss this man so much, Clyde Belcourt, you know, him, some of our elders, Donna LaChapelle, a few other people in the community who are sort of like, you know, figureheads in the community. They came and got their shots first, and they allowed us to sort of like, you know, take pictures of them, you know, demonstrate that they, you know, they prayed over the medicines first, and then, you know, they allowed us to post on social media and say, like, you know, we're doing this in the best way we possibly can. You know, we're putting in our prayers and asking that medicine to do well by us, not to harm us. And it was a really beautiful experience. It's like one of my best memories. And well, I miss that man a lot.
I want to say that one of my best experiences, Robert, has been being a board member on NAC and seeing Dr. Stately firsthand, the way that he does his job for our community at NAC. And all the stuff that the community doesn't see behind the scenes that Dr. Stately does for our community. And Dr. Stately, that was one of the real treats that I was able to learn about the healthcare system, how everything works, and you being so transparent and open about everything. You know, Dr. Stately, you just don't know how incredible you are, and just really thankful for all the work that you do for our community.
Thank you. I appreciate that. That's very kind of you.
And it's not just people in the Native community, Bob. It's all over the medical field. I often name drop Dr. Stately when I need something medical.
Robert, you're so right, because Dr. Stately just wasn't, you know, fighting for like Native, like, you know, health, but he was, you know, including everyone and was being very inclusive. So I saw that firsthand, and thank you, Dr. Stately. You're the best. Miigwech.
Yeah, thanks for coming on. Thanks for coming on, Dr. Stately. And next week, fix that smoke alarm back there. I hear that thing chirping.
Oh, that one, yeah. That's my that reminds me to be humble.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm proud of my humility. I think we'll talk about that next segment. Hey, this is Native Roots Radio. We'll be back with Bob Blake from Red Lake and with the sports with the Solar Bear. Ho-wa!
Take care, gentlemen.
Ever wonder how far you could go with a bachelor's or master's degree? Metro State University is hosting two open house events in October. Learn about their bachelor's degree programs on October 20th. Explore master's degrees and doctoral degrees on October 23rd. At the open house, you can attend a session about financial aid and receive help from financial aid staff. Discover how Metro State can help you take the next step in your career. Sign up today at metrostate.edu/openhouse. You belong at Metro.
The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis Air. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis AIR on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950.
Four Sisters Farmers Market is more than a place to shop for delicious organic food. It's a celebration of Indigenous culture, food sovereignty, and community. Now in its 11th season, the market offers healthy, affordable, culturally appropriate local foods every Thursday from 11 to 3. Located on the American Indian Cultural Corridor off Franklin Avenue, Four Sisters Farmers Market is a project of NAGDI. Every Thursday now through October, discover more about Four Sisters Farmers Market by visiting NAGDI.org.
The Minneapolis Police Department is hiring, and we're looking for people ready to lead, serve, and reflect the communities we protect.
Whether you're a new graduate, changing careers, or already in law enforcement, there's a path for you to join our department.
With top-tier pay, full benefits, paid training, and a direct path to making a difference, This is more than a job. This is your chance to shape the future of Minneapolis police.
Choose service. Choose leadership. Choose Minneapolis. Visit our city website to learn more.
Hi, this is Representative Charisse Davids from Kansas. I'm Ho-Chunk, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. We are here with Bob Blake, the Solar Bear with the Solar News. And if you got some news, we kind of pushed the schedule ahead a little bit. Dr. Stately was a little slow to get on because he was getting his COVID shot with his family. And the first segment was very painful, Bob. I was talking to myself, and I was going a lot. So I am crowning myself the king of
The king of ums. Exactly. Well, you know, Robert, let's get through a couple of stories while the Solar Bear with the Solar News real quick.
Sure.
I just want to talk real quick about some of the storms that are forming out there in the ocean right now. This is hurricane season, you all. So if you're traveling, around, Robert, the hurricanes are on the east and the west coast right now. So just be conscientious of that. But, the waters of the Pacific and the Atlantic have been at record temperatures right now. Mm-hmm. They're very warm. And so the feel for these storms can get really out of hand. Robert, I know you go to the east coast a lot. So give you a heads up, buddy. These things are coming down. Just everyone be aware of your travel schedule and know that, they're forming out there in the, out there in the Atlantic and the Pacific now, Robert.
Yeah. Well, I had my feet in the ocean yesterday and it was, cold at first because the air was cold, but let me tell you, it was warm.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what they're saying, Robert, that, these storms are just getting more and more powerful because of, the warmness of the water. So this is climate change. The waters in the oceans really soak up a lot of that heat, internalize it. And that's the feel that really makes these storms very strong. There was recently an EF5 tornado up in North Dakota. That just happened too. So, these things are also on land. So everyone remember just to be careful, conscientious, listen to your weather stations. Unfortunately, this administration has taken out a lot of these tools for mm-hmm. us to not be aware, but there's still a lot of these good organizations that are getting out the message. So just be conscientious, everyone, as you're traveling and as you're doing things.
I heard, Robert, that the summer is lasting 2 weeks longer now than it has in the past. So in other words, right now it should be really cool, but just last week it was 90 degrees here in the Twin Cities.
Yep. And then of course, we've got record temperatures that we're breaking records all the time now from the heat. And so, and remember y'all, it's the vapor too, the water vapor that is making everything more humid. So it gets heater and hotter quicker. So that's another thing that they're finding out that's really contributing to climate change that the scientists weren't preparing for. There goes another thing that we got to deal with now. So one last story here, Robert. There's a lot of investment into renewables. $386 billion, Robert. Flowed into renewable energy investments. I just want to say, you all, this isn't going anywhere. I understand that this administration is attacking renewable energy because, obviously they're in cahoots with the fossil fuel industry. $386 billion is coming into the renewable energy industry right now still with all this happening. So people, I think that's just goes to show that there's nothing that's going to stop renewables from moving into the future. And then I think we can talk about the Minnesota Vikings here, Robert. We can start with the Solar Bear with the Solar Sports.
Yes, let's talk about it. I was a little nervous there again.
Because, Robert, I just wanted to tell you real quick, the Vikings won this last week barely in London. On a last drive by led by their quarterback Carson Wentz from North Dakota, by the way, everyone who grew
Big
up
Viking
a Minnesota
fan.
Vikings fan, yep, who grew up a Minnesota Vikings fan, and you know, and they did a great job. The center is a backup center. They don't have all the guys on, you know, their front line, which they paid millions and millions of dollars for, by the way, to protect J.J. McCarthy. And it looks like they're going to have Wentz, you know, play a couple more games while McCarthy still gets his feet underneath him. But that's okay, Robert, because we're still trying to get the offensive line back together. So, you know, I wouldn't want to send McCarthy in there with, you know, a bunch of these backups, because Wentz is the pro and he's the, you know, the veteran. So he knows how to handle all this. So I think Coach O'Connell is handling this correctly.
And Wentz did hurt his shoulder pretty bad, and so he's day-to-day right now and practicing, but they have an off week, right, like the Packers did last week?
Yep, they have a bye week right now. The Packers, because we have listeners in Green Bay, we have listeners in Wisconsin, the Packers are playing the Cincinnati Bengals this coming week. You know, that looks like that's going to be a good game, but I think the Packers are gonna beat the Bengals. The Bengals don't have their quarterback Joe Burrow right now. The Bengals did make a trade for Joe Flacco, who was with the Browns, Cleveland Browns. So
wait a minute, Joe Flacco from 1980s?
Yes, Joe Flacco from 1980 is coming across Ohio from Cleveland to Cincinnati to play for Cincinnati because Jake Browning is having a heck of a time, you know, quarterbacking the Bengals. But you know, you're going up against one of the best defenses in the NFL. Micah Parsons, the defensive end for the Green Bay Packers, is probably the best at his position. I see the Bengals losing to the Pack this weekend.
Yeah. Wow. Awesome. Hey, big, strong preseason start by the Timberwolves. A big win over Denver. How much do we hold credence there with preseason when it comes to basketball?
Well, I think Coach Finch is going to really try and, you know, get more minutes into Rob Dillingham. I think he's going to start running the show. I think they're going to try and move away, you know, from Conley, you know, running the team. So I like that, Robert. I think we need to go with the youth here. And him pushing the ball is only going to work out better for Anthony Edwards, who is probably the best in his position in the NBA. He is the new, not going to say Michael Jordan, but he is really moving into that position.
Well, and then we got the Brewers too. They are ahead of the series 2-0 against the Cubs. And let me tell you, the Brewers are having a great year, and they look pretty tough. And I kind of pick that they're going to be in the World Series, not because we're in Wisconsin airwaves too, but just because of what I've seen in this past year with the Brewers.
I mean, look at this, Robert. The Philadelphia Phillies, the Los Angeles Dodgers, the Yankees, the Cubs, the Tigers, the Mariners. We've had four 60-plus home run hitters this year. This is incredible. I'm loving this postseason. I love this time of year, Robert. We've got football. We've got the divisional series. We've got the preseason for both basketball and hockey. I mean, if you're a sports fan, this is like paradise on earth right now.
Well, I've kind of checked out the women's. I really enjoy the WNBA, but after the screw job that the Lynx got, I'm not too hip to watching it right now. I'm kind of boycotting it.
Well, I think Nevesia Collier put everybody, you know, on Front Street with what she said. And I think she has a lot of credence and a lot of, facts behind that. So, Robert, it's going to get really interesting. But you know how this is, Robert. They're making more and more money now. The WNBA, this is no longer children's, you know, game. This is pros. They're bringing in millions now.
Right.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Pat Kreitlow.
On Wednesday, Chuck Collins from Patriotic Millionaires on his new book about how concentrated wealth and power are ruining our lives and our planet.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic Sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report right here on 97.5 WFHR.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Texas National Guard troops are getting closer to Chicago. CBS News Chicago's Sabrina Franza has spotted them in Elwood, Illinois, just over 50 miles southwest of the Windy City.
Being here outside of this facility, you can see on the uniform of these troops that they are from Texas. There's a big T on their sleeve.
Federal data obtained by CBS News shows that unlawful crossings at the U.S.-Mexico border have fallen to the lowest annual level in more than 50 years. CBS's Camilo Montoya Galvez.
Border Patrol over the past 8 months has averaged less than 9,000 apprehensions of migrants every 30 days.
Air traffic controllers are working without pay during the government shutdown, and air travel is being impacted as towers at several airports across the country are short-staffed. CBS's Chris Van Cleef.
It is not normal, but it also doesn't look to be a coordinated effort because it only takes one or two people calling in sick.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.